Today we're talking about new solutions for anxiety. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West and welcome to Living Air Yoga. Today we're talking about new solutions for anxiety at Allen's Lavender Farm in Victoria. Did you know that anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the US, affecting 40 million adults in the United States age 18 and older, or 18% of the population? People experience exaggerated worry and tension, often expecting the worst, even when there is no apparent reason for concern. That's anxiety. They anticipate disaster and are overly concerned about money, health, family, work, or other issues. Sometimes just the thought of getting through the day produces anxiety. They don't know how to stop the worry cycle and feel it is beyond their control, even though they usually realize that their anxiety is more intense than the situation warrants. Yoga's system of Ayurvedic medicine underscores that vatas, because they are sensitive, like air, are easily thrown out of balance. Vatas are not naturally grounded like kaphas, and so they're prone to anxiety. One of my favorite teachers and authors, Frank Forenchik, explains that the widespread existence of anxiety today is not necessarily a lifestyle disease, but rather is about diseased lifestyles. The problem, he says, is the way we live in the modern world. It's only in the last few decades that we've lived in such an individualistic, isolated, disconnected society. We're meant to live in small bands and tribes. When we're dislocated from our tribe and normal social interactions, it's no wonder we feel stressed and anxious. So today, when we come out to the farm like this and we get to spend time with somebody wonderful like Alan who runs this farm, we don't feel stressed and anxious. The solution Frank recommends is coming together with our small bands and tribes. And we're doing this in a few ways in our membership community. Once a month, we come together for our monthly motivational meetups. We also have a yoga buddy system where you meet together with one or two other people throughout the week by text, Skype, FaceTime, or sometimes even in person. So we'd love to have you and welcome you into our small band and tribe that is our membership community, and invite you to have a yoga buddy, not only to keep you accountable to your yoga practice and it, but also to help alleviate anxiety, but also to have bring you out of that relationship of isolation and back into social interaction so that you can have less stress and anxiety in your life. So we'll leave the link below so that you can join our membership community. And thanks for joining us here today. If you have other ways that you are coming together in small bands and tribes, I'd love to hear about it too. Leave it in the comments below. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel. Thanks for joining us. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.